855 453. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
855 453. And you can join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in that way if you prefer. There's a lot in the news, lots to discuss here tonight. And where to begin? Well, I mentioned last night that we'd have an update on the... Actually, sorry, it wasn't last night. I wasn't even here last night. I was at this awful city council meeting last night. But on Tuesday night, I mentioned the 10-year-old boy. And we never got a chance to get to the update on what happened to this young man who... Well, apparently there was some controversy over a $20 bill that they decided they were going to strip search him over. And the Rutherford... This was at his school. The Rutherford Institute, which is a legal institute that helps out people in certain civil liberties and human rights and freedom of religion sorts of situations, had stepped in. Clinton, North Carolina, a story from their website. A federal court has agreed to hold school officials accountable for stripping a 10-year-old boy down to his underwear, an aggressive strip search that included rimming the edge of his underwear, allegedly in an attempt to find another student's missing $20 bill, which was later found on the cafeteria floor. The Rutherford Institute had challenged the school's attempt to have the lawsuit against it dismissed, insisting there is no justification for the school's decision to so egregiously violate the fifth grader's Fourth Amendment rights or for the alleged failure to train school employees on how to appropriately deal with such matters. In issuing their recommendation and report in Cox v. Sampson County Board of Education, U.S. Magistrate Judge William Webb agreed with arguments made by the Rutherford Institute attorneys that there is no justification for the school's decision in this case because student strip searches are allowed only in the interest of school safety. Magistrate Webb, so if they claimed that he had a weapon on him, then they could have strip searched him.
Apparently. That'd be fine.
Magistrate Webb also upheld claims against the defendants for battery and invasion of privacy. John Whitehead, the president of the Rutherford Institute, said such outrageous conduct by school officials not only dehumanizes students, but also deprives them of the fundamental right of privacy under our Constitution. These types of searches clearly illustrate the danger inherent in giving school administrators carte blanche authority to violate the civil liberties and privacy rights of students. Do we really want young people to be taught they have no true rights and that government authorities have total power and can violate their rights as they see fit? Well, isn't that the point of government schools? It's basically to teach kids that they have no rights. I remember when I was in high school, that's something that the principal told me at one point. I don't have rights when I'm at school.
It's pretty obvious you don't have rights when you're at school. I mean, let's go down the rights for a minute and see how it's going to go for you. You clearly don't have the right to freedom of speech at school.
Mm-hmm.
You're not on your property. You shouldn't have the right to freedom of speech.
Well, you should because it's government. Government property.
Well, the problem is the tragedy of the commons in that circumstance. There's no possibility for learning to occur
if
every student has the right to freedom of speech.
Yeah.
So, that's not going to work. Freedom of religion, I suppose you're allowed to have that, but if you go practicing your religion too vociferously at the school, that's going to be a problem. For instance, if you're handing out tracts all day and preaching in the hallways and things like that, that could be a problem. Let's see, press. I think you might be able to run your own student newspaper at the school and pass it out.
You would be, I think, skirting an issue there at some schools. I remember there was an underground publication when I was in high school. It was certainly not on the up and up, and I imagine that was because they were concerned about... them catching whoever it was that was publishing it.
I imagine if you said cuss words and stuff like that in your in your publication and you know said all kinds of diversive things, then that might be a problem.
I wish I knew more so I could actually search and find it, but I know that there was a story in the news recently about printed and distributed literature at a school. I don't know any more details than that. I just know that there was a story that happened within the past couple weeks.
So peacefully assemble, basically it's the same thing as asking for a permit to have an event on the courthouse lawn or something like that when you make your own club according to the school's rules. But if you make your own club during, and don't follow the school's rules on making your own club, then you don't have the freedom to do that.
Insubordination.
That's what it would be. So I would dispute whether or not you actually have the freedom to peacefully assemble.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think somebody can make an argument on the other side. And the right to petition for redress of grievances, since that's actually a petition for the redress of grievances to the government, I mean, it has changed throughout the decades. I would say that you do have that. You can write a letter to the dean or the principal. Likely they will get back to you. So I think you've got that one. Certainly you don't have the right to carry a weapon.
Yeah, I was about to say, hey, Mark, hey, Ian, what about the right to bear arms? Oh, my God, did he just say that? Oh, my God, are they talking about kids carrying weapons in schools? I'm going to lose my mind.
Well, I mean, I'm not recommending it or not recommending it.
They used to back in the day, right? Like, there's all kinds of stories from old-timers saying they used to, you know, tote their rifles to school.
Yeah, check their guns in the cubby in the coat room and that kind of thing. No doubt about it.
When I went to a camp when I was young and learned how to shoot a 22 and did target practice when I was like 10.
You don't have any privacy in your lockers. So that's kind of the third third amendment privacy. In that circumstance.
Fourth amendment.
Well, but the third is the right to not have soldiers billeted in your home. And you know, I mean, if the cops want to go and do whatever they want to do in your locker, that's really the only space
that
is
yours.
I'd say
that's a stretch. I mean,
all right, I'm just saying that I'm trying to relay these to school, and I don't think you have any rights in school is what I'm coming up with. Or if you do have rights, they are far fewer than the rights that are enumerated in the Bill of Rights.
So to take you back here, what happened at this Union Elementary School in Clinton? It was lunchtime, and students were at the cafeteria. A female classmate dropped some money on the floor. JC is the fifth grader in question here. He went under the table, retrieved the coins, and returned them to the girl. Upon approaching JC's table, Assistant Principal Teresa Holmes was informed that someone had dropped $20 on the floor, and that the money was missing, and that JC had gone under the table in search of the missing money. Despite JC's insistence that he didn't have the money, Holmes ordered him to go to her office with a school custodian present, interrogated the 10-year-old again. Again, JC denied having the money, going so far as to pull out his pockets to show that he had no money, insisting that she had no choice but to search JC and was within her legal right to do so. The assistant principal then allegedly ordered JC to remove his shoes, socks, pants, and shirt. With JC stripped to his underwear, Holmes ran her finger around the waistband of his undershorts. No money was found. However, while JC was being searched, another teacher arrived to report that the $20 had been found on the cafeteria floor.
That's got to be embarrassing. So what do you think this woman's punishment should be?
Well, that's the thing. This press release from the Rutherford Institute says the federal court has agreed to hold school officials accountable for the stripping, but it doesn't say to what extent, what that means, how will they be held accountable. That's not – maybe that's coming later. I don't know if that's – it sounds like a civil case, right? So I don't know where that comes into play.
Maybe the boy should run his finger around her underwear.
That's just creepy, too.
Exactly.
You know, some judges have taken to putting people on street corners that have, driven poorly or drank and drove.
Like a sandwich sign or something like that?
With a sandwich sign saying things, stupid things about themselves. And, let's just do that to the government bureaucrats. You know, I have remarkably poor judgment and feel up seven-year-olds. You know, that'd be a good sandwich sign for this lady to wear out for, a couple of mornings out in front of the school.
That's not a bad idea, Mark.
What do you say for the people that are just like, she was just trying to find the money, she was just doing her job?
Here's your sandwich sign, too. I have plenty of these. I have remarkably bad judgment signs to go around.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
I should just have a bunch of T-shirts made and hand them out. See, the problem is that the people with the worst judgment won't wear the T-shirt.
Have you seen Die Hard 3?
Does it say
remember
I have
the beginning of,
bad judgment?
Of that movie? They put Bruce Willis on the streets in a very offensive signboard.
Right.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. We're coming up.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 12th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1340.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1388.85, $694.43 for a half ounce, or $347.21 for a quarter ounce. That's $1388.85, $694.43, and $347.21.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com features including live streams. We've got those, and we've got different size bit rates. So there's broadband, mid-band, narrow-band versions of the show available 24/7 and free at listen.freetalklive.com. We've also got radio stations, over 120 great stations coast to coast. In fact, we should be coming on a brand new station tonight. I'll tell you more about them tomorrow. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get our full list of stations, plus our satellite listening choices. You can learn more about XM, where we can be found there. There's also the free-to-air channel brought to you by Bitcoin, which is available across North and Central America, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in.
I've recently purchased a stock, and there's a few reasons why I believe that stock is going to move upward. One of them is that it produces industrial-level LED lighting and installs that lighting. Actually, they have a deal with the producer, and they install that lighting. And they can do it at a cost that's less than most because of their deal with the distributor. And they have financing for those installations that allow a company to begin saving money immediately. And that's really important for a business. It's relatively a no-brainer. You know, do you want to start saving money today on your lighting? Yes. Well, then let us install. Great. Forcefieldenergy.com is the name of the company, and this is just one of the many reasons why I think it's going to move upward. It's currently available on the OTCQB exchange. Anybody can buy it with a brokerage account. It's FNRG. It'll soon likely be on the NASDAQ exchange, which is, you know, just one more reason why I believe it's going to move upward, because it'll be moved to the NASDAQ exchange. And for those that want to get FNRG, I really do believe that this stock is moving upwards from its $5, and I think it was 16 cents last I looked. But it's likely, it's also possible to get in on a private placement with them. If you get a hold of them, they have stock that they can sell you individually. It just went up 5 cents a share. It's $5.19. And if you get a hold of them at forcefieldenergy.com and click on the Contact Us tab there, give them a call on the telephone number, or write them an email on the email addresses that they've got there. They can set up a private placement for you. You have to have $25,000 to get involved, and you have to be able to hold the stock for 6 months. But to me, it sounds like a really great deal to get a stock for $5.19 for $4. So there you go. Forcefieldenergy.com. Contact us.
I got a related anecdote for you on that. You know, I started replacing all my light bulbs with LED light bulbs now.
And me too.
That you can get some really cheap, really good ones on Amazon. So you can go to shop.freetalklive.com
awesome.
And get some. But I got to tell you, I kept getting light bulbs just popping after one after another. I just got so sick and tired of it that I finally started investing in LEDs, and it's
worth it.
Try it out. Just try it out, because, you know, they're a little expensive.
I love the idea. Let's go to the phone. So talk to Ron, listening to WCKG in Chicago. Hello, Ron.
How are you?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your
thoughts. About the kid being strip searched by the vice principal.
Yeah, how's that make you feel?
I want to know why it's not a case of child molestation, just because it's a government school employee. If it was just a regular citizen forcing a kid to strip his clothes and touch him, wouldn't it be child molestation?
That's an excellent question.
If it was a man vice principal and a girl, would it be a different situation too?
You ask a fine, fine question there. You're absolutely right. The average person would be treated completely differently. I mean, obviously, it's not, you know, to the point of rape, but it certainly could be argued that that would be child molestation, to force a child to, you know, to strip in front of you and then run your fingers underneath their underwear.
You know, I think that I agree that if this happened to any other person for any other reason, likely that would occur. I don't think that the issue is forwarded in this circumstance by sort of mislabeling what went on here. I don't get the impression this lady was trying to molest this kid for
any reason. Doesn't matter what her intentions were. If it were you or I, they'd be after you.
I understand. If it was you or I, we wouldn't have the opportunity to shake down 7-year-olds for $20 bills. I mean, I don't know where that happens in my life. If I want to, you know, besides my son, in which case, that's not a problem at all.
The circumstance doesn't matter. I mean, if you force a young person to disrobe in front of you and then touch them, that's probably going to be a problem.
I hear you.
Great point, Ron. Anything else you want to share?
If you're a government employee, I guess it's okay. Like the TSA, you know, you could look at naked pictures of kids and your wives and molest them, but, you know,
sure,
airports don't.
Right, and in this case, it's not even clear what the punishment will be. I mean, we don't even know what is going to happen to the assistant principal in this case. And she, it was female on male, by the way. The assistant principal was a female, and the young male was a fifth grader named JC. Ron, thanks for sharing, man. Anything else on your mind tonight?
That'll do.
Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can also join us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. And other court-related news, another update. A friend of the show, NJ Weedman, has been sent back to jail. This story came out just yesterday. Superior Court judge denied longtime activist Ed NJ Weedman Fortune's request to remain out of jail as he continues treatment for bone tumors, ordering the dreadlocked medical marijuana patient to begin serving the remainder of his 9-month sentence for pot possession starting on September 20th.
Mm.
Judge Charles Delahi said he would not keep the 49-year-old from his monthly treatments in California, fashioning a sentence that gives Fortune a get-out-of-jail card for 10 days each month to travel to the West Coast for injections for the painful leg growths. Upon his return, Fortune must report to the Burlington County Jail in Mount Holly to serve out his term.
So he does have these furloughs to go?
Apparently he does.
Great. Well, that makes me feel a lot better. I was concerned about this situation because, you know, I mean, it is a bit of a stretch, but you can kind of relate this to the Fugitive Slave Act. You currently have two situations in states that are, you know, diametrically opposed. He's going to be incarcerated in the state of New Jersey for possession of marijuana, which he was legally allowed to do in California, licensed and the whole deal. So when he goes to California, he's in a geopolitical designation that allows the behavior that he is going to have to return to New Jersey for. So, I mean, it's kind of an interesting situation when a slave would escape to northern states. The Fugitive Slave Act required those northern states under law to capture that slave and return him to his master, his owner, which it's, I mean, obviously it's a bigger deal than what we're talking about here, but it still has some parallels.
But in this case, the slave owner is the state of New Jersey.
That's what the slave owner is. I mean, if you don't think the state, as a concept, an organization like a government owns you, or at least believes it owns you, just take a look at the evidence. The United States government believes that you have to pay them taxes if you don't live on their land. They believe that they own around 30 or 40% of your labor. And if you own somebody's labor, you must own their body.
This is, look, I get that you're pleased that they're doing this, and obviously this is good that they're doing this to let him out of jail for a third of a month every month, and then he has to go back. But on the other hand, what's the point of this whole jail sentence? Let's get into why it has happened in the first place. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Did NJ Weedman hurt someone? Of course not. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You share your thoughts.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're about 8 days away from NJ Weedman turning himself in New Jersey, Burlington County Jail. He'll be serving the remainder of 9 more months in jail. Why? Well, we'll give you the details on that here in moments. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I can't imagine anyone in the audience tonight actually supports this man going to jail, supports the idea of him spending another night in a jail cell.
Right, a licensed medical marijuana patient going to jail for the possession of marijuana.
Yeah, exactly. So 855-450-FREE. Also Skype us, username lrn.fm.
Look, if it's been a very busy summer as far as home sales go. You can look at the numbers. This is, this is kind of a record time in the last few years for home sales. A lot of people are getting mortgages. You may be one of them. You may be looking for a new home. If you're looking for, obviously, nobody's looking for a mortgage. People are looking for a place to live. But if you're looking for a place to live, you're going to have a mortgage. And the best place to get that mortgage is MortgageMinuteGuy.com. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. He and his team with experts will work with you to find, the best mortgage for you. Because it's easy to find a mortgage broker that will work hard to find the best mortgage for them, but it's hard to find the one that will find the best mortgage for you. Mortgage Minute Guy will do that. They know the difference between a cheap mortgage and an inexpensive one. you just give them a call at 866-288-0088. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com on the web, 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
So, Ed, N.J. Weedman Fortune is about to check back in at the jail in Burlington County, New Jersey. The story from the Burlington County Times, he's going in for a nine-month sentence. Now, this is an imposition of a suspended sentence on an original violation of, what happened was he violated probation on his original sentence for the marijuana possession. But back to the story here. So he's a dual resident of Pemberton Township, New Jersey, and Los Angeles, was given the jail term back in March. We mentioned the story back then. After violating his probationary sentence, the judge had imposed for the 2010 possession case. He committed the violation when he failed to report and set up his probation. Fortune, who's already served about 45 days of the 270-day sentence, was released in March after Delahi, the judge, imposed the jail time but suspended it so the defendant could receive the experimental treatment as part of a drug trial. Fortune returned to the Burlington County Courthouse Tuesday so the judge could be updated on the status of the trial and determine how to proceed with the remainder of the sentence. Fortune asked to remain out of jail, but Delahi wasn't having it. Burlington County Assistant Prosecutor Michael Luciano also argued for the jail term, saying, this is the judge, who's saying, quote, he won't be denied treatments, but this court is not giving him a free pass, noting that the defendant violated the lenient probation sentence that required very little of him, allowed him to use marijuana, and permitted him to be transported to California, where he's a licensed medical marijuana user. He walked right out of the courthouse. He was making his own rules again. It was a thumb-your-nose attitude at the court. The judge said that it was total disregard. And Fortune's nuts-to-the-court-system, I'm-out-of-here attitude, not the simple drug possession that warranted the jail sentence. So, essentially, he didn't report to probation fast enough or within the time frame specified. So that simple, you know, violation here is what's sending him back to jail for months of his life, or 9 months.
And I would agree that N.J. Weedman doesn't have much respect for this court. But I think that the courts have put themselves in a very bad position by continuing to impose this war on drugs. If courts just imposed penalties on people who had harmed other people, people might have more respect for them. But I don't have any respect for this court either. What's this judge going to do? Send out an order? I'm in contempt of your court, Your Honor.
Don't tempt him, Mark.
What's he going to do? I'm not in New Jersey. I've never even stepped foot in his little district. So, I mean, I've got nothing but contempt for these people that go about, passing off these sentences. He's acting like he was being a nice guy. And okay, he was being a nice guy. But essentially what his claim is that this guy's being sentenced for contempt of court. And there are a lot of people that have a lot of contempt for these courts. They don't deserve respect.
Right. They earned the contempt that they receive.
If these people would hold accountable those that claim to rule us upon the laws that they actually pass, fine, I'll have all kinds of respect. But what I see is a judiciary that has contempt for the average person and a great deal of respect for the legislature and the executive, where, as far as I'm concerned, those are just politicians. Politicians are synonymous with liars. The judges, the legislatures, the people in the executive branch, at the top of the executive branch, all of these people are lawyers. We have a lawyer industrial complex in this nation, and they rule us.
You know, I think Mark, though, should tempt this New Jersey judge. I mean, can you imagine what it would do for Free Talk Live ad values after the national news coverage that would come if a New Jersey judge reached out and somehow was able to jail a New Hampshire citizen nine months for contempt of a New Hampshire court that he never was in?
You presume you would get national news coverage for this, and I don't even know how much coverage New Jersey Weedman is getting here. I mean, we're reading this from the Burlington County Times. This isn't a CNN or Fox piece here.
Right.
So there's something else that this points out.
I think there's a huge difference between this case, though, And, you know, if a New Jersey judge reached out and arrested a resident of another state for specifically just saying, I have contempt of court.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. And it's kind of shocking sometimes how far judges believe their contempt powers extend beyond the courtroom bounds. Many of them believe that they have the ability to control somebody for contempt outside of their own court building in some cases, as we saw in Florida.
Magistrates. Mm.
Right. So, you know, there is something else important at this story point. Points out that most people don't really realize is that a lot of the people in jail are in for the same kind of stuff, like missing an appointment or testing dirty with a marijuana test or something like that. VOP is what it's called, violation of probation. And boy, is it easy to get a VOP if you have been put out on probation. They have just this laundry list of terms that come with that probation. In some cases, in a lot of cases, you have to allow them to come into your home. One of the terms of probation could be that you're not allowed to have any alcohol. And that, for instance, can mean that if there's alcohol within your reach, if it's in your home.
Well, we found a bottle of mouthwash in your bathroom. That's a violation of the parole because it has you know, such and such alcohol.
They might go that far with it. I don't know about that.
I've never heard of a case like that, but it's, you know, I was in the grocery store behind somebody who was getting ID'd for a bottle of wine, and I was getting a bottle of Listerine. I said, you know, mine's higher proof than yours, and they're not going to ID me.
It's
well,
true.
There was a big thing in the media for a while about homeless people drinking. Drinking,
oh yeah,
you know, mouthwash.
I'm sure it still happens. How often it comes up in the media?
Stop talking about it because they'll just go hassle the homeless people some more.
So, but anyway, this happens a lot. There was a guy I was in jail with who was telling me that he got VOP'd for his dad having a beer in the fridge. So he was living with his parents, you know, and they came to search the home. Searched through the fridge. There's a beer in there. Dad said, "Well, it's my beer." Oh, doesn't matter. Wow. Violation of probation. You're back in jail. Serving the rest of your sentence out. And it's just, it's sick. It happens all over the place. In this case, Fortune's legal troubles. By the way, there was an appeal filed in this case. John Sekaniak of Clifton said that he will file an emergency appeal to stay or halt this sentence until the court can hear his client's appeals argument on his original possession conviction, saying that we believe we have substantial issues for the appeal, and if he serves time and is successful in the appeal, there is no way to get that back, noting that his appeal brief isn't due to the court until mid-October, and it could take a year for a ruling from the appellate division. So will Ed actually have to turn himself in on the 20th? It looks like he will, but this appeal could have, this emergency appeal could somehow stop that from happening. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. And apparently Putin has weighed in on the Syrian situation, and he's looking like more of a peacemonger than Obama. More coming up.
Hey folks, with summer vacation planning in full swing, have you thought about travel insurance? Our loyal sponsor, Travel Guard, offers valuable coverage that travels with you and your family. Travel Guard's available 24/7 with several plans to choose from, covering medical emergencies and evacuations, travel delays and trip cancellations, lost luggage and more. Travel Guard's your lifeline away from home. Visit TravelGuard.com or RudyMaxa.com.
Coverage limited by the terms and condition of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union and Fire Insurance Company in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Non-insurance services provided by Travel Guard Group Incorporated.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron, iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. fibers, radiation, vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We will allow you to take control of the airwaves here. All you have to do is dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. Tonight with you is Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Once again, 855-450-FREE. Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, just do your shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and you will find links to Amazon there. You click into the right Amazon for you, Amazon US, Canada, UK. Click on the right one, and you'll be taking Amazon, a regular Amazon shopping experience with the free Super Saver shipping, the great deals, the user reviews. It's the same Amazon experience. You're just entering through our affiliate link. So Free Talk Live gets a portion of their profits. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. Really appreciate it.
The Silver Circle movie is finally available in DVD and Blu-ray. You can get it delivered to your home by just going to silvercirclemovie.com/store. And it's a really awesome movie. I don't know if you guys have had the opportunity to see it, but it's a computer animation movie mm-hmm. about some rebels that are taking on the Federal Reserve. There's bonus material on the discs that you won't see in theaters, and it can be shipped, of course, anywhere in the world. All you have to do is use promo code 1913. That's the year the Federal Reserve was created. Promo code 1913, and you can get 15% off during the first opening week of sales. It's also good on the T-shirts and, of course, the movies and bumper stickers and that sort of thing. Just go to silvercirclemovie.com/store.
Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. Hemper is in Springfield, Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Hemper.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
I have a cousin that lives in Omaha, Nebraska. I don't want to say any names just because how that could go. Because he's currently in a special program that Nebraska has for drug convictions. And this program is, like, if I wanted to set somebody up to fail, I couldn't think of a better way. Because for 18 months, he's got to move out of his hometown into some small town in Nebraska somewhere, I don't know. He's not allowed to call or talk to any of his family, friends, etc. He's got to have a job that he keeps. And so if he gets fired for whatever reason, he gets in trouble. If he's late, even 1 minute, he gets in trouble.
Yeah, let's break this down real quick. So basically they're moving him to a different town and he has to get a job. I wonder if he'll get a job at the place that they have set up for him, because they probably have one particular place that just takes most of their clients or inmates or whatever they call them.
Mm. And treats them like junk.
Well, let's think about it. This place understands the deal. You say it's fine and dandy if your boss doesn't understand the deal that you can't get fired and if you show up late, you're in big trouble or whatever. That's fine. But once your boss realizes, holy macaroni, I've got somebody who's essentially my slave. Like, you move into a different classification of an employee. If you're not allowed to get fired, then you're going to have a heck of a time looking for a new job. It's quite possible he's moved back and forth from the workplace via a van that these people have, so he never has an opportunity to look around this town that he's not familiar with for new jobs and that kind of thing.
What do you know the details on that Hemper? Is you know, are his? Oh, I'm sorry, it's spelled Hemper. How do you spell your name?
Hemper. I call in quite a bit. So you guys might recognize me.
It's Temper. Okay. Sorry about that. So Temper, so what are the details here? I mean, can he get any old job, or is it only what the government guys say he can have?
I believe that it's like Mark said, that it's a program that they have for him, that it's all set up for him.
Right. So there is no option. So he's going to work where they tell him to work.
I think there's, like, some options within the program, but I think it's like what Mark said, there's only so many places you can work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So, well, yes, I'm very familiar with this.
So is he going to live at, like, a halfway house kind of place with some other guys who are in a similar situation?
I don't know. I don't think they call it a halfway house, but I think that's probably close enough of a description.
Right, it's not jail, but it's not freedom either, right? Something like
no,
that?
No, like I said, he has to be home, I believe, at 5 or 6 o'clock p.m., and if he's late for whatever reason, I don't know that he gets a van, so if he misses the bus or whatever, he goes straight to jail.
Any other details that you can share with us, like, you know, what percentage of his pay is going back to the jail?
That I don't know, but what I'd love to talk about is how he got there.
Please.
And that is way more interesting because apparently he got busted for a small amount and part of...
Small amount of what?
Marijuana.
Okay.
And the deal that he got was a probationary status, like you guys were talking about. And apparently he went to across the river to Council Bluffs. You don't know the area.
We don't.
Basically, the next town over, he just crossed the bridge and the river. And there's some casinos there. And he was at the casino. And he had a run-in with an off-duty police officer that was still carrying a gun, even though I don't think that's legal. And
I'm sure it is. They don't make laws that don't allow them to carry weapons.
Right.
The story is that he tried to take the gun from the cop, and so they exercised extreme discretion with their batons and stuff, and they put him in the ICU.
Now, what do you think the real story is? I mean... Did he try to take the gun?
He doesn't remember anything because they actually had to induce him into a coma for a day.
If he was at a casino, there were probably video cameras everywhere. I mean, is there video footage of this?
Well, it was in the one place they don't, which is the restroom.
Oh, wow.
And I know the kid fairly well, and I find it near impossible to believe that he just decided to reach for somebody else's gun.
What's his explanation? I mean, has he told you, you said he just doesn't remember anything. Doesn't even remember going into the bathroom or what?
He doesn't remember the entire day.
Was he just getting snookered at the casino?
He got very badly beat up. Drunk.
Was he getting drunk at the casino? Is that why he doesn't?
They said that they found traces of his bath salts. I'm sure you guys know what that stuff is.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't find any on him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I find that questionable. I mean, I know the kid. I know he does smoke, but
he does bath salts.
I've never seen, or he's never told me anything about any of that stuff.
Man, that's a tough, tough situation. That, you know, I'm surprised they didn't have a camera in the bathroom.
No, I'm not.
Well, you can't put a camera in your stall, but you could certainly install a camera in the bathroom.
I have a friend who works as a security in the casinos. They don't have cameras in the bathroom.
No kidding. All right, well, Hemper, it's an interesting story. Were there any other details you wanted to share with us tonight?
No, I just wanted to bring up that this drug court is a special court. It's not, it's like traffic court or tax court. It's a new special court that they're instituting around the nation, and it's supposed to be, you know, lenient or whatever. It's supposed to, you know, be merciful. But like I said, I mean, I don't think there's a better way you could set somebody up to fail than, you know, isolate them and put them in an unknown, uncomfortable situation and you know, with no support.
Wow.
And I'm sure they're going
great
to
points.
Have them.
Temper, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I know they just created a drug court here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, where we're doing the show. This is like a big deal, apparently, that they've created this drug court now, and I'm still not sure what it means. I don't know how many of the same programs they will have here. I know they did just complete one of those halfway house kind of things right outside of where the jail is. It's actually on the same property as the jail.
The first thing you have to ask yourself is probation better than jail?
It depends.
Have you developed an answer for yourself?
I might, depending on how much time I had to spend in jail, like if I had a 6 month sentence and then I had another 3 months I could spend, or 6 months or something like that, in jail rather than going on probation for 3 years, I'd probably rather sit it out for another 6 more months.
I think that there's a sort of a math equation that one should do for probation versus jail, but it's different for each person.
I don't like the idea of the cops coming through my house.
Drug court is probation.
There's more coming up here. Hour two's next. Share your experiences.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast, that many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.